Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Fan, we are live, and I figured out how to turn on my microphone from Taco Bueno in Mesquite off of Town East Boulevard. Alec, I'm very sorry about that. I heard everything you said. I started to talk, but I also flipped my microphone off in terms of I turned it off, not in terms of like, boom, here's for you. Sorry about that. Right now, brought to you by Ford and North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're doing good, and I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Can you text me once the segment's over times you would be available tomorrow if we have to move you from 11 o'clock due to someone else's scheduling? Because we're going to be on the air for 13 hours. We got a whole lot of time.
I know.
It was
my fault, Mickey. How about if I just text you what I can't do?
Oh, okay, yeah. No, that's awesome. Absolutely.
That might be easier because I can be pretty flexible.
Now, we were just talking about this, and I realize you're like, hey, none of this is going to matter depending on what happens Thursday if you drop the ball there, but do you feel like the kind of comeback win you got against a quality team in the Eagles could be the thing that could spark a continuing run this season? Like, I guess, how do you believe in momentum from week to week?
Yeah, I think even, momentum's one thing. I think confidence is another. I think that you go out there and kind of show, oh, we weren't perfect, but we still did this against a team that was the number one ranked team in the NFC. I bet we can do this again, especially if we clean up a few things that we let get away from ourselves, even during the comeback that was in progress, right? So go ahead.
Sorry, Mickey, what jumps to your mind when you're talking about the things to clean up? I don't disagree with you at all, but like, what is it that's at that forefront of like, hey, you still got to work on this, this, this?
First and goal at the 8, and you don't score.
Yeah, that's
so. There had to be some either execution problems, problems with the type of plays you did call. And, you know, Schottenheimer will be the first ones to say, hey, I got to go back and look and see if I did what I should have done on the play calls. And I'm not talking about the gambles on fourth down that they did during the game. It's just that when you have that opportunity, you got to score touchdowns. And, you know, I'm of the belief, and I know I'm in the minority, I want touchdowns.
Mickey. I'm with you.
And so I got no problem with that. When you get those opportunities, you got to cash in. And, you know, even earlier, right, the interception in the end zone, you can't have it, or you can't have the drop in the end zone that occurred. I think there's things that, you know, I was joking yesterday, and I don't know if I said it to you guys or not. I said the Cowboys were so good they couldn't beat themselves.
That's nice.
Right? I like that. Yeah, because, no, you're right. I like that.
I mean,
I do.
You know, they did everything they could to lose that game, yet they were good enough to come back and win, and not just from what the offense did, but what the defense did. You know, they had all those possessions in a row that they stopped them after it got to 21-0, and throw in the fact that they eliminated a possession with the fumble recovery on the punt return.
Yes.
So they eliminated a possession. So, yeah, I'm not saying you're going to play that well down the stretch like that. But, again, if you can do that from the start, even though you got put in bad situations because of, you know, three different things, one on each possession with the Eagles getting the ball at the 50-yard line, and all they had to gain is 50 yards to score a touchdown, or the screw-up on the block or the tip punt that they got another possession, yet you already stopped them. And then the miraculous catch that Devontae Smith had when the coverage wasn't all that bad.
Those three things led
to three touchdowns, if you think about it. So, yeah, you know, you clean things up. You don't let those things get in the way, and they, you know, they won't turn out that way all the time. Then, yeah, they were pretty dominating in that game. And the fact that they scored, they gained more yards, total yards against the Eagles, was it 473, than they had given up all season long.
Wow, man. And so one of the things he mentioned, and I know Jerry said this morning, he's not worried about CeeDee Lamb, and I get it, and CeeDee Lamb has a great track record across the NFL and with the Dallas Cowboys, but I have to admit, I'm just a little bit worried. I'm not worried that like CeeDee Lamb will never be good at football again, but but I am worried about these drops and some of these drops in like vital situations.
Yeah, big times.
Yeah, but it's happened basically in two games, right?
Yeah, against the Eagles. Yeah, that is weird.
Eagles. So they don't have to play the Eagles just yet again, right?
Right, right.
I think once, you know, guys like him, I think once it happens or twice it happens, then you start pressing. And then you're trying too hard, right? And then you start making excuses for yourself. But we checked yesterday. He wasn't out on the jugs machine, okay, early in the morning. So,
like last time.
Right.
Yeah, last time, right. So, yeah, I you know what? On Thanksgiving, first play, throw him a slant pass. Just get him going again, and I think he'll be fine.
That was always, I mean, and we've seen this a lot. I just credit this to Jimmy, because it just always felt like Michael Irvin needs to be involved early, and Jimmy was like, get him the ball now, right?
All right. Then, guys, I've got a controversial new game plan for you.
All right.
Now,
I
know you just talked about how the Cowboys' offense was unbelievable in racking up yards. My new controversial offensive strategy, throw nothing but slants to CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens every play, all of the time, because it feels like the slant on this team cannot be stopped.
Well, if they're going to play you in man, and they're not going to zone it and get a linebacker in the way, and play action will keep a linebacker at the line of scrimmage, right? As long as you can run the football.
This is
another chore against Kansas City on Thanksgiving to be able to show that you can run the football. And not run for gobs of yards, right? But run it effectively. Make it 3 yards, 4 yards, make them notice that they got to take care of that. Otherwise, you know, in three plays, it's a first down. So that helps with the slant, especially if the linebackers have to be conscious of the run and that they want to play man. And you better have somebody that can man up against these two wide receivers, because I think it's laughable when I see them trying to cover, I don't know, a George Pickens with a Dory Jackson. Seriously?
Right.
I mean, sometimes you got to self-scout and know what your guy can do and what he can't do. And I think they proved in the first time around that, you know, they couldn't cover these receivers all the time in man.
Now, I need you to make my day better by telling me I shouldn't worry about George Pickens. I know it was just a walkthrough yesterday, but that I don't need to worry about him playing on Thursday.
Yeah, I think that the fact that he came and finished the game, I thought that's a good indication that, you know, he should be good to go. In a situation like whatever he had, it was a knee, calf, whatever.
It's
a short week. Yeah, it was both. You're right. A short week like that, a lot of times you just give the veteran a day off and say, okay, let's not worry about it today. I got to get you to Thursday. And I think probably the same thing with guys like Clowney and Fowler, Hooker, Wilson. They were all limited. It's like, yeah, I don't need you. And what they did yesterday was basically a glorified walkthrough practice anyway.
Most of this week
today
will be that,
right? Be the only sort of, and I qualify that, sort of real practice they have before the game, because they won't be in pads any day this week.
Now, you know what I love to do in this segment is I love to direct people to your content on DallasCowboys.com. I would recommend they read your latest column, but I wanted to focus in on one of your answers on the mailbag, talking about culture. And this is always something that's been like really difficult to define for me. Is like, I understand the concept of culture, but sometimes I think people ascribe culture to, man, you've got a lot of talent and you're winning, it must be the culture, or vice versa, like you have a garbage culture if you keep losing, even though it might just be like a lack of talent. What do you think about the Dallas Cowboys culture, what it is, and how it factors in right now to what this team is doing?
Yeah, I think the culture is kind of one of those crutch words that you use. You know, no team that's ever been successful has had bad culture, right? And no team that's unsuccessful, oh, but the culture's good, right?
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things. I think more than culture, I think it's doing what you need to do to develop confidence in your team. And I think that, you know, I think the question was, did that win further their culture? No, if there is a such thing as culture, it was already there. Because if you didn't have that, you wouldn't have had the wherewithal at 21-0 to keep fighting and keep playing hard, right? And to think, yeah, we can do this, right? And then you have guys like Dak Prescott and Quinnen Williams, you know, talking to these guys and knowing that, you know, they've all been in situations like that before, and you just put your head down and keep playing. You don't quit. You don't say, okay, I'm, you know, the fans can say, okay, I'm turning the TV off, I'm done, right? Well, you don't play that way, and nobody does. You know, and I think that all everybody had to see was the social media explosion of Elijah Clark after he gets knocked down as a gunner three times and then gets back up and makes the tackle and causes the fumble with Marquise Bell. I think that when you see that, then you know that whatever the head coach is doing, whatever the assistant coaches are doing, they've got through to these guys that you just got to keep playing no matter what. And so if that's culture, okay. I just think it's you've already established that. Now, this game, as I said before, I think creates confidence that no matter what, you can overcome the adversity. And think about the adversity they've been overcoming this entire season, not to mention the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I do like that. Maybe this is for a longer conversation, but, Mickey, you were there for the Super Bowl times. Michael Irvin saw a culture of a bunch of guys that were collecting checks, and he made that well known to the people that were in charge, and then the culture changed a little bit. Would you agree that those were two different cultures with those teams?
Before Before they started winning or after they started winning?
Right when before they started winning, whenever Michael Irvin got there and was like, this is bad, because there were guys that just wanted to collect checks. I am sure, there might still be guys that are just there to collect checks.
Maybe.
But they get through without. Mickey?
Yeah, I think more than culture, and that might have been it, especially that 3-13 season, his rookie year. Because he lost more games in one season than he probably had, for sure, his entire college season, and I don't know about high school, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure he saw some veterans that were like, okay. And then in 89, when they went 1-15, they were just bad. It had nothing to do with guys just collecting checks because – I think the guys knew, especially the veteran guys knew, that Jimmy was preparing for the future, and young guys were going to play. And then you win a few games in 90, and all of a sudden it's like, well, okay, maybe we can do this. And then the biggest change was hiring Norv Turner as the offensive coordinator. That ended up putting everything together offensively, because defensively they were building things. I think that I don't know that Michael Irvin changed it from guys collecting checks to guys collecting checks that were good enough to earn those checks.
Do you think it'd be a funny bit if people who are really successful in college?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Took the same logic about their record into the pro locker room. So, like, if your team was
lost any games.
Yeah, if your team was 9-3, and you're like, this team is garbage, and you're like, oh, but we're 9-3, man.
Well, and I'm sure that's happened to a lot of guys, right?
Yeah.
Is it not happening with Cooper Flagg right now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Cooper Flagg gave the saddest quote I've ever seen. He goes, I'm pretty sure this is more than I lost in college and high school combined.
No.
And it made me sad.
Oh, yeah, but it's true, right?
It is. It is.
And you know what hurts fixed, though. And not to get off track, but you know what hurts anymore is they play just well enough to get down to the last minute.
Yes, see, Mickey saw that again last night.
Yes,
story of the season. Yes. I'm with you, Mickey. Story of the season in that entire game last night.
Yes, it is.
All right, we will catch up with you tomorrow at an undetermined time, but we'll be on for 13 hours, so I bet we can figure
it out. Figure something out.
I bet you can over 13 hours, and remember, I'm pretty flexible, even if we have to go into the evening.
Okay, well, the next thing I'm going to try to do is convince you to come out on site to where we are. That sounds like an off-air conversation. Thank you very much, Mickey. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, see you guys. Enjoyed it.
There you go, Mickey Spagnola. Did he? From DallasCowboys.com.
When he says flexible, does he mean bendy, or does he mean like, what does he mean by that, Kevin?
You know, I'm really glad that you...
Your thoughts on that one.
You know what? You're going to regret asking me that. So
we got to go.
I know we do. Alec, I'm going to request 30 seconds, please.
Go for it.
All right. So if you've never seen the show The Traitors, it is the greatest game show that has ever been invented in the history of mankind. You can watch it on Peacock. And they're doing Celebrity Traitors UK because there is no version of the show that I will not watch. And they were talking about somebody being flexible in this comedian. And he goes, she's out there with her legs akimbo.
Okay.
And so, I mean, it was freaking amazing. So... My answer is maybe.
All right.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, live from Taco Bueno in Mesquite off of North Town East Boulevard. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus a cool promo gone wrong next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Taco Bueno in Mesquite off of Town East Boulevard. And Alec, I'm really sad that you couldn't see Corey run across the lobby of the Taco Bueno with his drink once he heard that the show was coming back. I'm sorry that that's a moment you had to miss. But I do understand you will be live for a good chunk of Peace-a-thon tomorrow at J. Dukes and McKinney.
That is true. I will be out there sometime in the noon o'clock hour. I'm going to run things from here from 6 to noon, so about the first little bit less than half of the show, and then I'll be out there to finish out the rest of the event with you guys.
Outstanding. And guess what? You'll get it right now, and you'll get it tomorrow. It's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
Burrito. Ooh. I like that better than sandwich. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day, plus a cool idea by a very big brand that went totally, totally wrong. We're going to get to that here in just a little bit. But gentlemen, we consult the national day calendar, as we always do. My favorite national holiday is actually tomorrow with Peace-a-thon going underway, just mentioned.
Awesome.
That is my favorite.
Nice.
But unfortunately, that is still not today. So we're going to go over today's national holidays real quick. Very interesting days, kind of all over the place. It's National Parfait Day, so if you're a yogurt fan... There you go, I guess.
Dude, okay, yeah, Lucy loves a parfait.
Let me just stop you real quick.
What do you mean, stop?
No, parfaits, I'm not. I didn't say they weren't. I am not positive I understand what a parfait is and how it's different from like regular ice cream and stuff.
It's not even ice cream. It's yogurt.
Okay.
I'll admit another
thing. I don't really understand what the difference is between ice cream and yogurt.
You got berries, all right? You're going to get fruit. You're going to get berries. You can get mango. You can get all sorts of stuff in the bottom, all right? Mm. And then in the middle, you can get your yogurt. And then on top of that, you can do whipped cream if you like. I don't know. And then on top of that, some nuts and some oats, some grains of some sort. You mix it all together, and you got soft, sweet, crunchy, all the flavors in one little cup.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Okay.
I'm in favor of it, though. I just didn't know that it needed its own day.
I mean, I feel like a lot of these you go to are very fringy days.
Yeah,
but this one specifically.
Alec, you know how it's like the city will be like, today is so-and-so day, and we got to give them the key to the city. Is it like that for each one of these? Like every city has to celebrate this way?
What are you going to give it to? That cup of oats and yogurt that you just talked about?
The creator.
It can't cut the ribbon or get a key.
That's valid.
What's a yogurt going to do with a key?
Okay, I'm saving that for some reason. I mean, I guess theoretically you could put the key in the yogurt and it's holding
Ew.
It, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to make sense of it.
The yogurt off of the key.
Yes. I don't know. I'm trying to make sense. Well, jeez.
It was a trick question. It was a key of cocaine.
Oh, my God.
Just
right.
Admitted to that.
Yeah, you would know about that, huh? It is also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Too heavy for that.
All right. It's also Shopping Reminder Day. So it's supposed to be a reminder for you to start taking care of your holiday shopping, which I kind of respect. It's like, hey, it's the day before, the days before Thanksgiving, and usually it's Black Friday that people are like, oh, yeah, I got to shop. And whoever created Shopping Reminder Day is like, how about we get a few days in front of that so you don't get yourself in trouble whenever a gift gets delayed and then you don't have it on Christmas Day or whenever you actually need it. I kind of appreciate that. But I'm actually going to go to a birthday for today's question of the day. Today is Dolphins wide receiver Jalen Waddle's birthday. And I think he is an objectively awesome player, but I think his name is even more awesome. What are some of your favorite athlete names of all time? 877-881-1053. Because not going to lie, I know it's pretty simple. Jalen Waddle is actually high on the list for me.
So there was a tennis player named Anna Smashnova that I always thought should have been, like, the best tennis player. And, you know, she's fine. But, like, I thought she should have been awesome because her name was Anna Smashnova.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the flip side, I always thought Bob Walk should have been a terrible pitcher.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I always think the best athlete names are three syllables.
Okay.
Ted Williams. Hank Aaron. Lou Gehrig.
Hey, do you know we have
Mike Jordan
autographed
Mike.
No to that. Do you know we have an autographed Hank Aaron jersey that's framed up for Peace-a-thon?
Are you serious?
So you're telling
me. Gorgeous, by the way. Yeah.
I am telling you.
Huh. Okay.
Hold on. What is he telling you?
Oh, Alex? Coco Crisp. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. That one. That's a really good name. But I always like those ones that like Ted, Bill, Mike. Like, those are really strong names to start with right there. I like those a
lot. You know, I had a couple of friends named Ted and Bill. They were in this band called the Wild Stallions.
No, they weren't.
You
this is a movie.
Out.
Bill
it's
and Ted's
time.
Excellent Adventure. Don't let him lie to you. I also thought that Mia Hamm was a cool name. I just thought that, you know, somebody named Hamm was going Hamm.
Did you kind of hope, like, she went back and forth with, like, Stephanie Sandwich or something? And, like, I think that would have been really fun.
Yeah. Chandra Cheese. Yeah, that'd
be
great.
Yes!
Let's see, from the 214, Booger McFarland. Yeah, Booger is objectively awesome. Let's see. Lots of Coco Crisp coming in.
From Coco Crisp and Milton Bradley.
Yeah. From the 817, James Thrash. That's a great one.
Oh, yeah.
From the world of racing.
James Thrush.
Oh.
Dick Trickle.
That's right.
I was waiting for you to read that one. Thank you. From the 972, from the world of racing, Will Power.
Yeah, that's good.
I didn't know. That's a good one.
I've heard that one before. From the 817, the obvious answer, I shouldn't have even done this question today because there's one answer and one answer only. Steve DeBerg.
Steve DeBerg's fantastic name.
Nope.
I love the player. That's really the whole important deal, and I love the way that you did
Why
that.
Why isn't he on Peace-a-thon tomorrow?
But it's God Sham God.
Oh.
Ooh.
God Sham God is his name, dude. That is an awesome
name. That is
a
good one.
Let's see, from the 682, Sauce Gardner. Yeah, and, you know, I think my favorite bit with Sauce Gardner is anytime he has a bad game, everybody on Twitter is like, you lost the nickname. You're a mod again.
Oh, man.
You're a mod,
you know,
Gardner.
I guess I did kind of do that some with Tank, and I was like, he's not playing well enough. That's DeMarcus Lawrence.
Exactly.
And then he came on with us, and they were like, what are you going to do after you get all those sacks? And he goes, what's my name?
Dude, I tried to win this card last year. I believe it was last year. Maybe it was 2 years ago. Vita Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Vita Blue is just
that is a cool
such
name.
A cool name. And I tried to, like, was it? Was it last year? It was such a cool looking card too.
I remember
somebody
that.
Outbid me at the last second.
I remember that.
That was one of those. You know, like Kevin, when you're like, I am winning this no matter what, and then the last second happens, and you're like, darn it.
Yeah, a couple of years ago at Peace-a-thon, I was bidding on a Luke Skywalker rookie card, and I fell asleep because I was exhausted, and I got outbid. I was like objectively angry when
How
I woke up at like 1:30.
How was he a rookie?
Because that's his first card.
Did it have RC on it?
No, they didn't do that yet, but they started to do that on the – they have a little medallion that says like first appearance or whatever on Star Wars cards.
I like that.
Let's see. Rampage Jackson from the 972. That's really solid.
That is a good one.
From the 214, Spud Webb.
I'm sorry to turn this into a shameless plug. We do have an autographed Spud Webb jersey available at Peace-a-thon with the inscription of 86 Dunk Champion. Thank you very much, Dallas Card Show.
Let's see. From the 214, General Booty. That's a great one.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great one.
What is that? Oh, you read that one.
I am not. Asman.
That is not what it looks like.
It's Asman. Mm-hmm.
It says Asman.
Huh. I'm not reading that.
See, but Alec, wouldn't you like wouldn't you pronounce your last name different? Like if your last name was Butthole, wouldn't you be like, hello, my name is Alec Bathole? Like, well, you would say
Mr.
it.
Dumas.
Yeah, you would say it different.
Yeah, I probably would, and there are some names out there, especially in high school football, I've noticed, that are really toting that line, and I'm like, huh. And then they magically somehow get signed to, like, a Leaf exclusivity deal, and I'm like, huh,
smart.
How convenient, you know, get that name out there for everybody to mispronounce. And maybe that's a game we should do sometime, is just give Tom Brady a bunch of Leaf trading cards and have him try to read those names and see if he gets them right or not, and if he has a job afterwards. From the 972, haha, Clinton Dix, the Cowboys legend.
Kool-Aid McKinstry, then, is who I want to throw in that group. I thought that was a cool
Peekaboo Street.
Oh, the skier?
Yeah, that was a good name. Yeah. I think you need a good, strong skiing name.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. From the 469, you texted in the exact name I was referencing that Leaf has just signed. Thank you for that. If you are interested, just look up Leaf's library of athletes that they have signed and go to the high school tab. You will see the exact name I'm talking about. It is so close to the actual word, I'm not going to read it on the air. Rowdy Beers from the 321. That's a good one.
That's a fun one.
I think one of my favorite ones just got texted in here recently from the 512, Ladd McConkey. Like, what a name. Man, that's a footballer right there.
That is a fun name.
That's a football player right there.
Whenever you do the intro to the level of concern, that feels like that could be the intro to Ladd McConkey.
I do. Yeah, I agree with that. It does.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Does feel though that like he should be playing football in a kilt, and I just don't like he doesn't, and that upsets me a little bit.
We're not far from that in college football with the shorty shorts.
Oh my god, oh, our short shorts.
Yeah,
Kirk Herbstreit was so mad about that, I kind of respect it. Guys, a massive name that you have all heard of and probably shopped at one time did what I thought was a fun promo. I believe last week is when they announced it. And it did not go as expected. GameStop, the video game and technology giant at one point that had a resurgence a year or two ago, and I don't know how they're doing right now, but I know they still exist, so they must be doing decent, I guess. They did a promo where you could trade in anything. It's called
I heard about that.
Trade Anything Day. And there is a TikTok account called Winter Train Ride. It is a man that claims to be, and I believe him from some of the info he gave, that he works at the more corporate managerial level of GameStop. And he talked about how much of a trouble this ended up being. And you must wonder, why would this be troubling? People trading in anything to get store credit. That can't possibly go wrong, right? Well,
have seen my son's ideas for this.
Yes, and this TikTok user, along with Newsweek, put together an article with some confirmed calls that GameStop locations have gotten asking if they could bring these items in. Some of these items that they have been asked or have been brought into stores include hazardous waste, weapons. Huh? Ammunition, dead or alive animals, but keep this in mind, taxidermy was accepted. Dead or alive animals, not. So there's a strong line there. Explicit items, and in parentheses it says sexual, and then items that may have resembled body parts.
What?
So people were getting a little too comfortable with this, and they were having to tell like local managers, hey, just be ready for this and be ready for the chance that you might want to call the police for some uncomfortable items that may come into the store or calls that you may get.
Did they have some sort of scale or chart to set up what kind of trade you would get for it?
Oh, yeah. They did have a system in place that, because they were probably hoping that people would just bring in, like, super old video game, like, memorabilia or consoles and stuff that they usually wouldn't take, right? So it's like, bring in anything video game related, but it turned into, you can bring anything and we'll try to figure out some sort of scale, like you said. So I bet if you brought some like cool action figure in or something, you could get a couple bucks or something, but people took it and made it weird.
Yeah, it's like they don't know how our society works. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, live from Taco Bueno in Mesquite, off of Town East, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, the NFL units that most need a wake-up call. Next on The Fan.
So it's five wide, empty back for the season. And we'll remain there. So it's five wide, empty backfield. Hurts, slant, Brown, no. Ruckusine with the coverage.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, live from Taco Bueno in Mesquite, off of North Town East Boulevard. If you want to come out and see us, I got a quick baseball note for you. The Cardinals did, in fact, trade pitcher Sonny Gray to the Red Sox, and then Shohei Ohtani is planning on coming back to play for Japan once again in the World Baseball Classic, as he was looking for another type of repeat championship.
Mm-hmm. Did he win MVP of the World Baseball Classic before?
You know what? I don't know, because all I think about was that showdown with him and Mike Trout.
It was amazing. The reason I ask is because I'm trying to figure out what trophies he doesn't have. Go back. You know the Michael Jordan picture where he has all of his trophies, and then there's the one where Kobe has like half of that, and then LeBron has even less.
Well, I kind of feel like, Alec, we just saw that when John Cena needed to win the Intercontinental Championship because he'd won like every other championship ever. And I know that's going to make people mad by comparing those things. Right now, powered by Men's Tea Clinic, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
Yet you did it anyway.
Yeah.
You knew that it would make people mad.
Look, you know me, story of my life, things that I knew probably wouldn't work out for me, and I did them anyway, the Kevin Hagelin story. All right, now I want to get to the units that need a wake-up call the most, but we have a lot of ground to go through, so let's see how it plays out. Go ahead, Alec, if you can. Give me cut number one, and let's talk just a little bit more about that Monday night football game.
Purdy takes the snap, another toss play to McCaffrey, gets to the edge on the left side, Black from Juszczyk, gets to the five, still on his feet, into the end zone! Touchdown, 49ers!
Now, the 49ers win this game 20-9 in what actually was a shockingly important game because...
It was kind of boring, though.
It was.
Like, as we predicted, because of the defensive teams.
Well, and part of the reason is those two quarterbacks combined for two touchdowns and five interceptions.
Yeah.
And the 49ers were able to overcome the three interceptions from Brock Purdy. But if Carolina would have won, those two teams would have had the same record coming out of this game, which is pretty wild. Or Christian McCaffrey, he joins Larry Centers and Marshall Faulk as the only running backs in NFL history to have 50-plus receiving yards in at least 50 games.
Dude, he's...
For running backs,
He's a special player. He, there was a lot of questions about him coming out of college. And then while he was with Carolina, you were like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just like the production's impressive. But then he just continued as he got to, with the Shanahan program. It's just turned into you're everything for us.
And that's one of the things we talk about. Just as a side note to that, you'd be surprised how affordable his cards are.
Oh, really?
Because we talk about like so much of football cards is driven by the quarterbacks. Like Emmitt Smith, his cards are relatively affordable, especially with some of like the equivalently great players.
Marshall Faulk, those two are similar.
Yeah, Marshall Faulk's cards are very affordable.
That's fascinating.
And you know what?
What about Derrick Henry?
Here's my tease for the next segment. Ooh, we'll get to that. I've got a story about one of our Peace-a-thon items that is going to change your thoughts about the best auction item.
You know what I say about stories, Kevin.
Yes, and this one is going to make it sell immediately, I think.
I have a question about last night's game. Did you see the moment you had the interception? Where was it? Maybe the second interception, and Robert Saleh is just losing his damn mind. And I was watching him and then watching his interactions with these players and watching also how San Francisco still hits as hard as they usually do. And that's something that, like, when Saleh was there, he was good at. When he went to the Jets were good at that too. And now he's back with San Francisco, and they're good at that again. Do you think he gets another head coaching opportunity at any point, or because he got essentially pushed around by Aaron Rodgers, that won't ever happen?
I think he might. I do. But then again, like, if not for the lawsuit, I would have thought Flores would have gotten another head coaching job. But again, like if you file a lawsuit against the NFL, I can see how that complicates things. I think there's a chance. Yeah, I do. By the way, after the game, Juwan Jennings got into it with Morig, and he, I don't know, I want to say hit, but like he kind of did the Will Smith to Chris Rock. And after the game, Jennings said, I was just responding to some childish behavior. Kyle Shanahan said that Morig had a cheap shot on Jennings. And so just keep an eye out on that because we've talked about it. Like, regardless of the reasons that it happened, the NFL can still punish these things. Speaking of, Ja'Marr Chase issued an apology after his suspension for spitting on Jalen Ramsey. He said, look, what I did was wrong. Now, did it take after he denied it happened, then there was video evidence and he got suspended? Yes, but eventually we got in the right direction. I think we've all been in a situation where we've like probably apologized later than we should have. So
you think so?
Yeah. I would agree with that.
How long does it usually, how long, like, I'm pretty immediate with them. There are times, though, whenever I'll be like, you know what? I feel like I'm in the right here, and I'm not going to. And then I hear their side, and I'm like, all right, if look, I can make everything go away right now by saying I'm sorry, it's worth it to me.
We can't have too many story of my lives in the exact same segment.
Okay, we can do it later then.
The point is, I definitely understand what you're saying, Corey, like a lot.
Kevin.
Like a lot.
We have some information.
Fact check this?
This is from Mark Stein's Twitter.
Okay.
Mark Stein, A1, Anthony Davis scheduled to practice Wednesday in a bid to be cleared for his first game action since October 29th. They play the Lakers on Friday, so maybe he'll be there for that. But it is feared that the Mavs face an extended injury absence for Derek Lively. Held out Monday in Miami for right foot injury management, Lively has played in 7 of 19 games after off-season foot surgery and a recent knee issue.
So this one isn't
going to... This is a fear at the moment.
This one isn't going to go my way. Usually when I shameless plug that we have an item... We do have a Mavericks authentic autographed jersey from Derek Lively.
He's amazing, dude.
But it's becoming DeMarvion Overshown, right? When he's out there, you're like, man, this is badass. I'm so glad he's on
Seager,
the team.
Seager, right?
Yeah, yeah. See, but I
Seager's
at least
a little bit different.
Seager will play more, but like I feel like you're like, yeah, but this is what comes with it, and I know it's tough to build going forward around that.
Yeah, it's
like, is he one of your core players?
Yeah, and then every time, Anthony Davis might be coming back.
Yes.
One of our other bigs has to sit, and I know like that's a good problem to have because at least you have bigs. But you're never getting any continuity with the group, and that's bad for Cooper.
It is hard to argue against that.
As Mickey said earlier.
Yes. By the way, we talked about we think it's going to be okay for George Pickens. Probably the same thing with Lamar Jackson. He did not practice with the aforementioned toe injury, which we brought up yesterday. And they've got a short week. They've got the Thanksgiving game against the Bengals, so just keep an eye out on that. Good news for the Bucs. Baker Mayfield has a low-grade sprain on his non-throwing shoulder. So, look, does that mean you should probably still take a game off? Probably. Will he? I would be willing to lean it towards.
Should I pick up another quarterback for fantasy for the rest of the year?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm taking Kevin's word for it. If I lose this season, it's all on you.
So, man, if this is the pivot game, all right. And then I wanted to go back to the Packers win over the Vikings. Micah Parsons had 2 more sacks in that game. And then the defense as a whole was unbelievable. They gave up 4 yards on 15 second-half plays. Total, not average, total. So that defense looked incredible. I know we've talked a lot about the struggles of J.J. McCarthy, but outstanding individual effort for Micah Parsons and then outstanding team effort from that Green Bay Packers defense. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's the segment I'm most excited about to talk about today, and I hope that's okay. Power ranking the NFL, power rankings, and all of the wonderful things in store for Peace-a-thon. Coming up next, live from Taco Bueno in Mesquite off of Townies Boulevard on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.